Okay. Next, here's one that I'm sure you all know. And knowing this church, to the extent that I know each of you, some I know better than others. But what I've found in general is the people of this church body do not lack in this area. I can tell you that I've been to other churches where I've gone several times, let me put it this way, and I can go, they need an emphasis here. In other words, they need to be more diligent in this area than they are. Once again, it's not me to judge, but in almost all these cases, you'll be able to just tell from someone's life whether they're being diligent in an area or not. Once again, it's not up to you to judge them, but you'll be able to see it because it's obvious when you're diligent in something and when you're not, because it'll show in your life. Okay, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. Some of you might even be able to quote this one. Maybe you don't know the reference. Once you see it, you could probably quote it. You just may not know the reference for it. 2 Timothy 2:15 says, "Be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." Have we heard that a few times in this church? We need to be able to rightly divide the word of truth. What are we talking about? Pretty simple. The Bible. God's word. Well, it says the word of truth. Does it say the written word there? Doesn't say that, does it? Okay. So it also includes rightly dividing what the Holy Spirit, through his spirit, speaks to your spirit. Is that truth or not? And you need to be able to rightly divide it to say, was that the Holy Spirit or was that another spirit, or was that myself saying that to me so that it is not really truth? Okay? So we need to be able to rightly divide what is truth and what is not truth. That includes a study of God's written word, but it also, as we just shared, can also involve, was that the Holy Spirit speaking a truth to me that I needed to hear? Rightly dividing that. Yep, that was God, and that was his word to me. So that's a truth that I need to be walking in. Sometimes I can come to something and maybe I just had some bad pizza before I went to bed. And I got something and going, was that really God? And after a while, you've all done this. You know whether it is or not if you spend some time with God, because he'll make it clear to you. Now, I will tell you personally, and I'm not going to share exactly what it is. I've had something God, now once again, see, now I use the word God, so maybe that was a slip meant for the right way. I've had something kind of in my spirit, kind of kicking around for about the last month, and I'm asking God, is that you? Or is that something I've come up with? Now, in this case, I'm quite certain it's not Satan, because I'm quite certain Satan wouldn't want me to do it. So that tends me to leaning towards God, because if Satan doesn't want me to do it, God probably does want me to do it, okay? But all I'm saying is it's a possibility for my life, is what I'm saying. So it could be me. In other words, and have you ever come up with those things and you come to the end and go, that's just kind of really me. So you need to know the truth. Is it God and is it his truth? Because that's the one way you can be certain as to whether you're supposed to be walking it out in your life. So this one we all know. We need to be diligent, once again, constantly in effort and exertion. You know, sometimes just making sure you're in the Word every day can take some work. It literally, if it's not something you find yourself doing every day, in fact, it's probably going to feel a little bit more like work because you'll have to set up some sort of regimen, because to be constantly doing it, that doesn't mean every other day, okay? You're not being diligent, okay? Now, once again, I'm not up here with a club beating you over the head if you're not doing it every day. I allow God to be the one who convicts. Now, sometimes the words he gives me to share can lead you to go to him and find out he's convicting you in this area. But that the conviction part is not my job, and I'm glad. I just share. But this is one of the things he's saying we have to be diligent in, to be constant every day, to be in God's word and rightly dividing it to see what his truth is in whatever given area he's showing in your word. Because he's also really good at showing you right what you need for that day. the number of times I can think of where I've gotten up in the morning and I've read something and then halfway through my day go, ah, there that is right there. In other words, I saw that this morning and here it is playing out in my life. And sometimes what he shared, I need to walk in and walk out and I got to be able to do it his way. And if I didn't see it that morning, I may not walk it out that way. So if you skip some days, you may come halfway through your day and find yourself in a situation going, what do I do now? Well, I'll tell you the first thing you should do is start being in your word every day so that tomorrow you get the word for what you need when you reach the now later in the day. Do you see it? I mean, we could joke about it, but it will keep you from finding yourself in those places a little less often. It's like, because, I mean, it amazes me how many times he'll show me something. And then later in the day, I'm like, there it is. It's right there. So be in the word constantly. Be diligent, looking for his truth, and specifically what truth he wants you to see for the here and now for you. He's a God of here and now. Now, he'll show you some things for down the road. Now, what I will also say is, he'll show you a lot more of the here and now than he will down the road. How's that? And I think all of you know that. And it happens. I'll tell on myself. I can tell on myself all the time. I'm allowed to. I'm not telling on any of you if I know any stories about you. But for me, I have a great potential. If God shows me something down the road, guess what? I can mess it up pretty easy. By just doing what I kind of like, I think it should be done this way. You know, and then you wind up down there where you're... God was wanting to get you to, and you're like, I'm not there. Well, why is that? Well, I showed you were to be here, but you did this, you know? So sometimes he won't show you they're there so that you can't mess it up, okay? Now, once again, I'm telling on myself. I'm not speaking about any of you. I can tell you from experience, I've done that, and he's shown me, yep, this is where I want you, and you want to know why you're not there. To me, you may find it, I find it in a way comical. I don't see it as harsh at all. Does God at times in my life just kind of like come up and put his arm around me and show me that he loves me? If you spend time alone with him, I'm sure you've all experienced that. And that's a great, nice place to be. But you know, I find the love of God, I don't want to use the word more importantly, but equally as importantly as to when he corrects me. When he says, you know, you were supposed to be going down this road, and I told you to go down this road. What are you doing over here? And he does it in such a way, I've asked him to do it in such a way, because now maybe all of you, when you start down the wrong path, you know it right away, and you make the correction. Sometimes God has to hit me up alongside the head with a baseball bat. Like, hey, wake up. That's not where I wanted you going. And so I literally ask God, if I'm missing it, make it so plain that I'm not missing it anymore, because I need to get back on the right track, okay? So that's just me. But he's wanting us to see his truth so that we can be walking out his truth in our life to bring out the life that he would have us live so that we can impact others the way he would have us impact others. I think one of the key things about all of this is, it's easy to look at this as with the focus on me. But what we need to think about, too, is the focus of living such a life has on other people. Because whether you know it or not, the testimony of your life is as great or greater than the testimony of your words. People are watching you. Especially unbelievers, they are watching you all the time. And they'll be able to tell a person who's diligent or not. They may not use the word diligent. They may not even know what it means, but they'll be able to tell this person pays attention to detail in this area. And they're always paying attention. They do this all the time. And because they do this all the time, look how this works out for them. Well, guess what? If you want the same results, then be diligent in the same way, in the same area. Because that's the way God makes it work. So they're watching you. And in that way, we can have a great effect on other people's lives. I tell people, that's your greatest testimony. Up until the time God says, now talk to them. See, some people can use that as, oh, I'll just live my life. I'm not the type that's going to share. You will find God doesn't have you stop there. But I will say that the living out your life usually and in most cases will come before the sharing. because it's in living out your life that way that people will come to you and go, okay, what do you got that I don't got? What's the difference? That opens up the door because they've been watching your life. They see things going on different. Well, this being diligent is one of those ways. They're going to find us to be diligent in things that they need to be diligent in. And they're going to see a difference in our lives because we are diligent. Why? Because God told us to, because that will give us the best that He has for us. You will find very quickly, if you're not diligent, you will not be walking in God's best for your life, because He's told you to be diligent in these areas. And I found very quickly, when I don't do what God tells me to do, things just don't go quite the way God meant them to go. And I think you will find the same thing. I don't think that I'm alone in this. So, Hebrews 11:6. This is one, actually, when I was throwing out the list, it was on my half a dozen. This is the first one that someone shared with me when I said, hey, think about verses with diligent. And he shared one with the word diligently. He says, well, I said diligent, but it is a form of the word, diligently. This is the one that he came up with. So do you know, you gave me the reference, so you don't have to turn there. You know the verse because you're the one that gave it to me. Hebrews 11:6. And my guess is most all of you can quote this. But without faith, it is impossible to please Him. For he who comes to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. So does this mean that we come to Him once a week and say, hey, God, I'm here. What do you have for me? Is that constant? Is that constant? Is that all the time? It says here that we are to diligently all the time. And it may take some effort to do so. Make it a point, if you're not diligently seeking Him all the time, to diligently seek Him all the time. Once again, I'm not the judge. I'm not the one convicting. But you may go, okay, God, am I being diligent? You can tell me. Because you can even look at this, okay, what is diligent? Is that, maybe that's once a day. I find, for me, once a day isn't enough. And once again, that part is between you and God. God will let you know how diligent is diligent. It says constant all the time, so that could mean constantly every day. For me, I got to be diligent more than once a day, I find. Now, and some days, I might be in His Word half the day. I mean, looking and what's for me, God. Other days, it may be once in the morning, once in the afternoon, it'll play out differently at different times. God will lead you through His Spirit. But spend some time with God and go, okay, what's this between you and me? In fact, even what I have found, there are some times and some places where I've found myself in life over time. Like you mentioned with your children, you find them at different places and they have different needs at different times. Sometimes in your life, you just need to be a lot more diligent in spending that time in the Word and finding out the truth because of what you're going through right at that time. And it takes a lot of time in His Word to find out, well, I need to know this, and I need to see this, and I need to understand this, and I got to be clear on this, to walk out what God has you going through right then. So sometimes diligent may mean half of your day, you know, and sometimes it may mean three times a day. Sometimes it may be once again, that's between you and God, and He'll show you what you need. The key is when He says do this, or when He impresses upon you. Once again, you may not hear a sentence where God says this, but He'll impress upon you, you know, you probably need to spend a little more time in the Word than you have been. In other words, that's what you get on your spirit. Don't ignore that, because there's a reason He would share something like that with you. You need to be even a little more diligent than you have been before. Okay? Let's really be constant in this and spend even more time than you have been. Once again, that's for you and God to decide. I'm glad I don't have to do that for you. I have enough trouble with myself. I'm serious. I look at a lot of these things that I share going, phew, I'm glad that's not my problem for them. Now, do I pray for you that God deals with you accordingly in the right way? Yeah, but that's between you and God, and I don't have to worry about that. I pray about it, turn it over to God, and say, God, show them what they need, and then give them the ability and the strength, the courage in relying on you to be able to walk it out what you have for them. You know, you can pray that for somebody. and then just let it go. Because then you can go back to like, okay, God, now what do I need to do? Because I'm a big enough problem all by myself. I don't know if you want to use the word problem, but a handful. In other words, it can be enough for me just to deal with me. Maybe none of the rest of you have any problems with you, so that all you have to do is be concerned with other people. I still sometimes have to deal with me. And by dealing with me, I mean allowing God to deal with me. Okay? Because me dealing with me doesn't work real well. Because I think I'm great. No. the Bible actually tells us we often think more highly of ourselves than we ought to. In other words, in the natural, you will. That's the way nature works. Okay? The Bible says that. And it says we're not to think more highly of ourselves than we ought to. We need to think of ourselves the way God thinks of us. Not lower than he thinks. A lot of people have what's called false humility. We need to see ourselves the way God does. Okay? So let's constantly turn to God and say, God, how are you seeing me in this situation? What do I need to know? What do I need to be diligent in what I'm going through right now? He may take you back to one of these specific verses or one of the other ones you're going to go read about that's in there that we're not going to hear about this morning. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 10. We have two more. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 10. Therefore, brethren, be even more diligent to make your call and election sure. For if you do these things, you will never stumble. Now, what's interesting, it says, be more diligent to make your call and election sure. For if you do these things, you will never stumble. So what are the things you're supposed to be doing? Because that's what you're supposed to be diligent in. Okay? So you got to know what the things are if you're going to be diligent in them so that you won't cause your call to be, let's put it, undermined, not wind up being what it's supposed to be. Your call and election, sure, that you're going to walk out exactly the way God wants you to walk it out in the fullness of what he wants you to walk out in the call in your life. It says you need to be diligent to make your call and election sure. And it's by doing these things, you will never stumble. So you need to go back to verses 5 through 7. Because it's going to tell you there what these things are. But also for this very reason, giving all diligence. So we're giving all diligence to now all these things that follow. Add to your faith, virtue. To virtue, knowledge. To knowledge, self-control. To self-control, perseverance. To perseverance, godliness. To godliness, brotherly kindness. And to brotherly kindness, love. So, you want to know a starting place? Go right here, because it says we're to be diligent in all of these if we want to make our call and election sure. It's quite a list. And if you're diligent in all these, you're way ahead of most. Now, I know it's not a competition, but my guess is, now, I won't even speak to you. I can look at these and know that there's somewhere in there I can be more diligent than I am. And God would show me. In fact, he has shown me. I told you, when I shared about love for about, I think it was about 3 months last year I shared on love. God showed me, okay, you've gotten pretty good at walking out a life of peace. And you've gotten better walking out joy. Am I totally there? No, but But he said, more or less, my quiet time with him, he says, you got a long ways to go on this love walk. Now, how would I put this? Knowing how important love is, that's not necessarily you want something God to impress upon you. It wasn't like, yay, that's exactly what I wanted to hear. No, but it was exactly what I needed to hear. Because if I'm not doing exactly what he wants and there's more of that love walk for me, I need to know about it. And why and how. So at the same time of it being like, oh no, it's an oh yay, okay? Because now I know if he's showing me that, he's going to help me walk through it and work it out and what I need to see, okay? So usually my oh no is followed by, okay, good, let's get started. But so for me in here, he was showing me just last year, and Can I say I have fully arrived? No. Have I grown in the area? Yes. And that is just in what the love walk should be. And for me, part of it was, as much as I've spent time in the Word, in rightly dividing the truth, in Him leading me right from the very beginning and looking at everything that God says love is, not what the world says love is, because it's one of those things the world has so messed up. It's messed up. It has no idea what God's love is like. And you have to go back to His Word to see what it really is God's love looks like. Because only then can you walk in it and be diligent to walk in that way. Okay? So that's just an example in my own life. I'm just curious, is anyone here who is also willing to divulge, share? Is there something maybe from this area that God's saying, hey, you need to pay attention here? No, because that's another way. Remember how the last part of this word is paying attention? Because that's the first thing that's going to draw your attention that you need to be diligent here. The Holy Spirit is the one that will draw my attention to that which I need to be paying attention to and being diligent in. Anyone willing to share something that God is saying, yep, He said, I need to be diligent. Pay attention here. I shared one. Now, not everyone is willing to, how would I put it? I can also tell you that till about, I'll say 4 years ago, I really didn't share too much about God's dealings with me when I was, and I'll use the word, sinning. Because there are ways of saying things to make them not sound so bad. Oh, I messed up. Or I got off here. Or I wasn't quite right there. And what God has had me do is call sin, sin. Okay? And so, I'll say about 4 years ago, God has had me start to share. And He explained why. He said, you know, you're no different than any of the other people out there, and you don't look at yourself that way. But it might be a good thing if you let them know, too, that you're in the same boat they are. They're not out there struggling with this alone. You know, maybe someone else is struggling to walk in love exactly the way God would have them walk in love. Sometimes hearing someone else say, yeah, you know, God's showing me this, and I'm not there yet, but with God, He's going to show me how. All I will say is, how many of you know, and I'm sure you can attest to this, you're never going through something alone. God is always with you. But it's also nice to know when there's a brother or even a sister, like your wife or whoever, or a friend, that can go shoulder to shoulder with you. Either they've been through it before or they are going through it at the same time. It's kind of nice to know you're not the only one. Now, the Bible tells us that, but sometimes when you're the one going through it, it can seem like you're the only one because you're not hearing about it from anybody else because they're not sharing it. They don't want anyone to know. Well, God more or less told me, just start telling everyone, yeah, you know, I ain't got this quite right here, and God's working on me, so if you see me not acting the way I'm not supposed to, forgive me and know that God's working on me, okay? Pray for me. Yeah, just pray for me in that area, okay? But He's had me start doing that. So I understand if not everyone's willing to. Or maybe God hasn't said, now you can keep that quiet. Once again, I let God be God. I find when I let God be God to everyone else, my life goes so much better. It's when I try being God in other people's lives, things get messed up. I'm telling you, I can mess things up quicker than anybody. So, yeah. I don't know, maybe that was something, that wasn't part of my sharing that was planned. It's just allow God to be God to everybody else too. I mean, we're to share God's word with them, but that doesn't mean we're God to them. We're not the one forcing. Let God be God. He can handle them. We can't. In fact, if we try to, we'll get frustrated and find ourselves not where we're supposed to be. We're better off letting God be God to us and then letting God deal with us. Let God deal with them, okay? Now, once again, that doesn't mean we ignore them. We still pray for them. But don't try to be their God. Just don't do that. It won't work out well. Trust me, I know. I've tried. Doesn't come off well. But so, looking at this list, to me, this was quite a list. I'm just going to read back through it one more time. Because I won't even say that. I almost said something and God stopped me. I like it when he does that. Okay. But let's just look at this list of all these things that we need to be diligent to. It says, giving all diligence. That's the phrase right before it makes this list. Giving all diligence. That's exactly what it says. Add to your faith virtue. So in other words, faith is the starting point. If faith isn't there, you really got a problem. Because everything else you're adding to the thing before, faith's the starting point. If you don't have that, start there, is what I'm saying. Even though it doesn't say that, you will find without faith, you won't be able to do the rest of this. Or God won't be able to work them into you. It won't work out right. Faith is the starting point for all of this. So you add to your faith virtue. You add to virtue knowledge. Well, that a lot of that knowledge will come from rightly dividing the word of his truth. Okay? To knowledge, self-control. Now, here's something, and the last one I'm going to bring up, I'm going to throw something out for you to think about. Not even necessarily looking for an answer unless you have something you want to say. But you will notice in here that we are to be diligent to have self-control. Isn't self-control a fruit of the Spirit? So does that automatically happen, or do we need to be diligent in it? So just because the Holy Spirit's in us, it doesn't mean that that fruit is actually going to be evident and growing on the outside for everyone to see it if we're not diligent in it, right? So in other words, it's not automatic. It's in there because diligent implies effort, right? And if it happened automatically, would we have to apply effort? No. Just a thought. This is something that hit me as I read it, because the next verse is going to be along those same lines. To self-control, perseverance. To perseverance, godliness. Now, here's what's also interesting. It says to be diligent in godliness. Well, only God can make us godlike. Holiness. He's holy, so we're holy. But what you'll find is, and what God has shown me, and I think you'll find the same thing if you were to study it out. He says, be holy as I am holy. Notice there's a being. He makes you holy, but there's a being holy. It also says that we're to be righteous and walk in righteousness as he is righteous. Only he can make us righteous, but there's a walk of righteousness. Only he can make us holy, but there's a walk of holiness and in holiness. That's where the diligence comes in. It takes what he has given and made available to you and makes it so that you live it out in your life. And without being diligent, you're going to see it not being walked out in your life. So it's not automatic that it's there. There's some effort involved. He's saying there, you have to do something here. Being diligent means you have a part. And it's going to take some effort. To godliness, brotherly kindness. And to brotherly kindness, love. Now the last one we're going to look at, and this is where I was going to share what I just shared, but when I read self-control, I thought, well, that's one of the fruit of the Spirit too. Oftentimes we won't think, if you look at the other things of the fruit of the Spirit, it's like, what's self-control doing in there? It's not like the rest of them. How many of you would love to walk in peace all the time? Wow, isn't peace a great thing? How many just would love to walk in joy all the time? Isn't that great? And then there's self-control. Going, what's fun about that? No, seriously. But it seems quite different, but it says it's a fruit of the Spirit. So it operates the same way. Okay? Let's look at 2 Peter 3:14. And this is where this jumped out at me looking back at the fruit of the Spirit. Because I can tell you, I've heard some say, and I'm not judging, I'm throwing this out for you to think about, take to God. Does the fruit of the Spirit automatically happen in your life because the Holy Spirit's living in you? All I can say is, I've heard it from more than one person. And I allow you to be judged. I don't try to take the word of God that God shows me and say that this is what it says and it needs to say it to you. Once again, I like to let God be God to you. So I do encourage you, though, to take, if you hear me say something, take that word to God and go, is that you, God? Okay, is that you? All I can say is, I have heard several people say that, well, the fruit, the Holy Spirit's in you, so the fruit of the Spirit are automatically going to be there for everyone to see. Here's what 1 Peter 2, 3:14 says. Therefore, beloved, looking forward to these things, be diligent to be found by him in peace, without spot and blameless. Did you know that you need to be diligent to be found by him in peace? In other words, it takes effort to be found by him in peace. It means you need to constantly be aware that you need to be looking to be in peace with your fellow man. Okay, you are in peace with God. That's a done deal. And I can say that because Jesus took care of that. Before you were at enmity with God, he has broken down the middle wall of separation, and he has made it so we, as one body, as the church, have all been reconciled to him. Reconciled means to take that which was at enmity at God, and they're now friends of God. So we're at peace with God. That part is a given. So we have that as a starter. He's put the Holy Spirit in us, therefore we have peace in us. It's here. The key is anyone going to see it out here on the branches in our lives? That's where the diligence comes in. So we have peace. The key is, are we accessing him who is peace within us and living our lives through him who is peace? Because he tells us in his word more than one place, he is peace. And we have him in us, therefore, if we live through him and not through ourselves, constantly accessing his peace, then we'll see that. But we have to be diligent to do that. If we start living on our own strength or doing things our own way, then we're no longer being diligent to walk in and out of the peace that he's put in us. And it says here, we need to be diligent to be found in peace by him. So this is another one of those fruit of the Spirit that I mentioned along with self-control. It's not automatic. We have to be diligent. And in that word diligent, it means it will take some effort. And you will have to pay attention. So I guess that's what he was having me share with you. Maybe someone needed to hear, like, wake up. You're missing something. Pay attention here. And maybe that someone was me, because he caught my attention is what I will say. But I also get the idea when he says share this, I figure there's at least someone else out there that needed to hear it too. So pay attention and be diligent, which means to be constant in it. Don't let it wane, because the moment you wane, you're no longer diligent, and that gives place for things to go wrong. And God, once again, I'm going to say it one last time, God wants his best for your life. And he set it up for you to know how to make that happen, and it's found in his word. So let us close in prayer. Father God, we just thank you for your word, which is truth. We thank you for the fact that it brings life. It shows us how to live the lives that you would have us to live. We ask that you draw us to you each and every day so that we can hear directly from you and from your word how you want us to walk out that day. Show us clearly. Give us all that we need to be a light that shines to the world. And even enable us to speak those words when you make it clear, share with that person verbally. Otherwise, we're going to live our lives being diligent in all of these things and all that you show us we need to be diligent in. And we will rely on you to enable us to do that. And we thank you in advance for all that you're going to do. In the precious name of Jesus, amen.